You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 51 sunny degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is partly sunny with a high of 59. And the forecast stays the same for tomorrow. And Saturday and Sunday, it's going to get a little bit warmer, up to 61 on Saturday and 63 on Sunday, and just dipping barely below 50 at night.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and a special guest. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, HCL is chock full of gingerbread houses. Stop by in December and check out all of the creative designs. The gingerbread competition is sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We still have several more holiday programs coming up before the fast approaching Christmas holiday. Too many holidays in that sentence, Jennifer. I apologize.
Thank you.
Jennifer says spending the holidays with her family has shown her the true meaning of alcoholism. We'll have a special library services quiz for our guest. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. And to that point, a few years ago I started bringing Russian tea to Christmas breakfast. And then a couple years ago I added brandy to that Russian tea.
What's Russian tea?
It's a spiced tea. I don't know if it's truly Russian, but it's made with orange juice and pineapple juice and all spices.
I've never heard of it. Would you like to introduce our guest today?
Santa Claus is here. No.
It's me. I'm the special guest.
It's your daughter, Kara Thatch.
Hi, Radio.
Radio Land.
Hey, Radio.
Yes, Carolina Thatch.
She looks like a very tall Audrey Hepburn today.
Home from Kutztown University. She finished her finals, early this week?
Yes, I did on Monday.
How did we do this semester? Tell the world how we did.
The best that I could.
Okay, good answer.
When it comes to over here.
So Kara will be joining us on today's show. She's a native of Hunterdon County, unlike Jennifer and myself, actually, right? Kara was born and has lived her entire life in Hunterdon County.
Kara's one of those people that I remember, before.
Before what?
Like you came in and said, we're going to have a baby.
Oh, before existing.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I've known Jennifer a long time, obviously. So welcome to the Huntington County Library Show. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a lot to talk about today, starting with...
Yesterday. Yesterday was a big day at the library.
We did, actually. We'll start in the morning. We had the Huntington Central Regional High School Fiddle Club entertain us in the morning. How many? There was like 15 fiddlers?
Yeah, there were a lot this time, I thought.
Yes. Kara, were you familiar with that club when you went to Huntington Central?
I saw a few of their concerts, but... Yeah, no, they were always really good. I think I saw a concert or two at the library as well.
Yes, they are very good. They play, what's the name of that? They play a song called Bowing the Strings, which goes faster and faster. That's the crowd favorite.
Yes.
But this was a show that we did in an impromptu show originally, like in the lobby, just of them performing for passersby.
Right.
And it's grown to the fact that now we have to book the meeting room for them.
Yes.
So kudos to the Huntington Central Fiddle Club. We also had the... welcome reception for the gingerbread competition last night. We had all the bakers come in. We awarded the prizes. Chris Phelan from the Huntington Chamber was there to preside over the festivities. And Jennifer, do you have any winners' names?
I happen to.
Okay, why don't you read
have
those?
The winners. In for group and group of people, the Arc of Huntington, the family support one with their red mill. Clinton. Family, we gave a first place to the Stats family for Green Sergeant's Bridge for Huntington County scene and
Green Sergeant.
Sergeantsville.
Laura and Kara's at Huntington even. She'd have known that, but you're not.
Laura and Callie Haggerty for the Cat in the Hat, a storybook theme. Students, Caitlin Mazuski won for her rendition of A Covered Bridge, and Shelby Painter.
Which covered bridge?
A covered. I imagine it's Sergeantsville covered.
Okay, very good.
And Shelby Pena for The Nightmare Before Christmas. Kids up to 12 years old, Sammy Muller, The Hanukkah House. And Ainsley Arcorio for Hansel and Gretel. There was a professional, Kristen Sundberg. Is it going to be one of those days?
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
Won first place for Little House in the Big Woods. And the best in show was Shirley Hamisfar. For Peter Rabbit.
Yes. Carrie was there at the reception last night. Which was your favorite one, Kara?
Ooh, I really liked The Snowmen at Night as done by, I think it was a second grade class.
The Copper Hill class, yes. Yeah, a lot of people liked that.
It was very creative, yes.
It was. They snowmen were all doing cartwheels and making baby snowmen. It was very sweet.
It was interesting. Very
creative. Let's go back
creative.
And look at that one.
Yes, you didn't look at it.
Building baby snowmen.
Snowmen at night. Yeah. So when got it. I guess it's the at nighttime snowmen come alive and frolic.
Yeah. And but
sounds like a good Christmas special.
Definitely take a look at Peter Rabbit because every time you look at it, you see something different.
By the way, it's 2 weeks to Christmas Eve.
It is. So we only have one more show this year.
And that was Andy Williams at the top of our show singing the most wonderful time of the year. Any reason besides it being Christmas?
I like Andy Williams.
Okay.
I think we discussed Andy Williams to death list.
No, we discussed Kay Thompson to death, and we won't bring her up again. I have a special Christmas quiz for Jennifer and Kara coming up after the break.
So we're not going to do Today in History?
No, we're going to do that as well.
Okay.
And I have my annual Christmas poem, The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have Kara read it. We'll see.
Oh, boy.
She's got a better speaking voice than I do.
Do you want to run through the programs? Because I have... Yes. Something for you and one of our faithful listeners.
Also, last night, real quick, we had a Winter Wonderland craft in the children's department that was very well attended as well.
It was crazy in there,
wasn't it? So the library was alive and kicking last night, which is nice to see.
With the Sound of Music, which will be the Huntington Central Regional High School's spring musical.
Okay, that was a bad segue because that's not the lines from The Sound of Music.
Alive and kicking?
Yeah. The hills are alive and kicking with The Sound of Music.
Yeah, whatever.
Jennifer. Okay, yeah, so the craft, they had snacks, and what was the craft they made?
There were several different ones. There was a mitten wreath, a penguin.
A penguin?
I don't know
An
what
actual
else.
Penguin.
Yes, you can make a paper penguin.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, so the upcoming holiday programs, we still have a few left tonight. We have a holiday movie, Kara. Tonight we're showing The Santa Claus
at
6 p.m. A classic. Jennifer, what's your opinion on that one?
I've never seen it.
Jennifer
probably
does
never will.
Jennifer does not like the movie Elf.
We'll get there. We're showing that on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Yes, and that'll be Saturday. Also in the series, next Tuesday, The Miracle on 34th Street. Jennifer doesn't like any movies made after probably 1960.
70.
But we've discussed this at length on this program as well. There she's got to... It's pretty improbable that there's no good movies made after that time. I mean, there were great movies back then, but you won't give them a chance.
Or Christmas movies?
No, just in general.
She likes the older movies, but she won't even give it a try.
I will give it a try. Let's not have the elf discussion
again. The one time I saw you give it a try was not a good try.
It really wasn't.
But I don't know, Karen. We'll end up banging our heads against the wall because she's very adamant about this. And I agree. A lot of old movies are great, but they still make good ones.
But your daughter looks like she has stepped out of Funny Face today, and she has never seen it. I feel that's lacking on your parental duties.
If you said Funny Face was anything like My Fair Lady, I wouldn't permit her to see it. No. Still the worst musical ever made.
Richard will argue with you on that. Okay, but if you have seen The Santa Claus and you would like to see the Eric Mantel Quartet, they are at the North County branch tonight with a reprisal of a jazz holiday featuring music from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Which is 50 years old this year.
It is. And that was at last Wednesday at headquarters, so if you missed it, stop in tonight.
Very good. Also, the other movies real quick on the holiday drop-in movies at ACL headquarters, Thursday, December 17th, Home Alone. Not one of my favorites, Kara, your opinion?
No. Not a big fan.
Poorly. Just poorly acted. Just all around.
And then they made so many sequels. And it just wasn't necessary.
Yes. They just, I don't know. I agree. Karen and I are going to share a lot of opinions, probably. I've formed a lot of her opinions, for good or bad, I think. And then Frozen, on Saturday, December 19th, borderline Christmas movie. But what movie on this is not on this list that you would like on this list?
It's a Wonderful Life.
We do have that, don't we? Do we have that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's under one of our licenses or not.
Oh, that's
but
probably true.
The Young Turks picked out these movies. So.
The who?
Young Turks.
Who's that?
Jeremiah and Kendra.
What are Young Turks?
The next generation. The young.
Is that a saying? Never heard that one.
It is.
That was a saying before 1960.
Great.
It's from Funny Face.
This show is movingly dismal. That is from Funny Face. And on Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, Anne and Ridley Enslow will be back presenting A Colonial Christmas. And all these programs are free and open to the public. You can call 908-730-6135 to request to see it at the North County Branch, or 788-1437 to request one at the headquarters library.
And then three more programs next Wednesday. The 100 and Harmonizers will join us for their annual holiday show, December 16th. I suggest signing up quickly because it is almost filled. To sign up for any of these programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and you can sign up that way or call the 100 and County Library at 788-1434. So that's the Harmonizers next Wednesday night. Next Thursday in the afternoon, Fred Miller returns with his An American Christmas, his annual Mammoth Christmas sing-along, where he'll tell anecdotes of famous Christmas songs, give out lyric sheets to the crowd, and everybody just gets in the holiday mood. Have you actually sat in with that, Jennifer?
I have.
And sang along?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Not loudly.
And then that night at the North County Branch Library, the City Winds Trio Holiday Extravaganza. They'll play traditional favorites, waltzes, sleigh tunes, and some contemporary classics. This, again, is at the North County Branch Library at Thursday, December 17th at 7 p.m. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar for more information or to sign up to attend.
We have one more program that's not a holiday program, but it's in the holiday spirit. This year, the library is going to be providing homemade hand-knit scarves and hats for the veterans, Haven North, a temporary training facility for homeless veterans, with a program called Knitters Unite. And it's independent knitting at home, but there'll be a kickoff meeting on Tuesday, December 15th at 7 p.m. in the Bookmark Cafe on the lower level of the headquarters library. So there's a display in the lobby right now, and look for more information on that or stop by Tuesday night.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Should we go to our first commercial break?
We certainly should. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer Winberry, Carolina Thatch, and Jim Thatch. We're ganging up on Jennifer today. This is time for Today in History. Every time at this week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be December 10th, and then also some people that were born or died on this date. Kara will be helping Jennifer this week. Let's start with 1868, Jennifer. On December 10th, what was the first thing... how can I word this? What were installed for the first time outside the Palace of Westminster in London? They resembled railway signals, used semaphore arms, and were illuminated at night by red and green gas lamps. What was first put in use on this date in December 10th, 1868?
Street lamps. Christmas street lamps.
Traffic lights.
The semaphore.
Traffic lights we were looking for.
I didn't know that.
Okay, December 10th, 1864. Mark Twain published what book? 1884, I'm sorry.
Tom Sawyer.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Probably one of the greatest books of all time because it was one of the first books to deal with the... Well, it dealt with slavery and how it was... Remember how the important scene in the book where Huck Finn decides that slavery is wrong? Probably one of the biggest moments in literary history right there.
Did
agree, disagree?
Agree.
Did you read Huckleberry Finn, Kara?
Yes, I did.
I used to love... my favorite book of his is Life on the Mississippi, when he was a riverboat captain. That's a good one. Okay, let's move on to 1898. The Spanish-American War officially ends when they signed what? What was signed?
A treaty.
It was a treaty, but what was, I need a little more information. Which treaty was signed ending the Spanish and American War? I thought Jennifer would get this one since her and her husband are very... Treaty of Paris. No, yes.
It doesn't seem to make sense for the Spanish-American War, though. Treaty of Paris.
They went to neutral ground.
Yeah, true.
Okay, 1906, on this date, Theodore Roosevelt was awarded what? And this was the very first one to be awarded ever. For his role in the mediation of the Russo-Japanese War.
The Nobel Peace Prize.
Correct. The Nobel Peace Prize, Theodore Roosevelt. And then finally, in 1965, on this date, the Warlocks performed their first concert ever under their new name. what's their new name that was announced today? December 10th.
Is this 50, a carrot question?
50 years ago today.
Is this a carrot question?
It's a music question. Okay. I don't know. A carrot, it's not a fan of this band, I don't think. But it's a famous band. The Warlocks became the Grateful Dead.
I am a fan of that band.
Oh, see?
I didn't know they were the Warlocks.
Okay, finally, born or died on this date. Born in 1941, Tommy Kirk. I'm going to be the only one who knows who this is.
Know.
Tommy Kirk was an actor, acted in a lot of Disney movies. He was the Shaggy Dog. He was the older brother Travis in Old Yeller. Tommy
wow.
Kirk. Okay, you'll get this one. 1952, Susan Day was born on this date.
Oh, wow.
Maybe before Kara's time.
Okay, she was Partridge. Lori Partridge.
Lori Partridge.
And then she was on L.A. Law.
And she was on L.A. Law, but most famous for Lori Partridge, organist in the Partridge Family, that tight band. And the Partridge Family, Kara knows this answer. Follow-up question was based on what real musical family? Kara?
Am I to answer?
Yes.
The Cowsills?
The Cowsills. Ever hear of them?
Yes.
Very interesting documentary on Showtime at one time about the Cowsills family, how their father was a...
Piece of work.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1957, born on December 10th, Michael Clark Duncan. Michael Clark Duncan.
Nope.
No idea. He's most famous probably for playing the John Coffey in The Green Mile.
Oh.
So you can picture
yes.
him now, right?
Yeah.
So he was in a lot of other things like Armageddon and... He's been in a ton of things, but that's where you would know him from. 1964, born on this date, Bobby Flay.
Chef.
Chef Bobby Flay. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jennifer, do you concur?
I do.
He's also a horse owner. Owns a lot of champion thoroughbred horses.
Does he?
Yes. And then finally, Carol, get this one. Jennifer, I doubt very much. Born today in 1974, Meg White. Meg White.
Drummer of the White Stripes.
She's a drummer.
Fourth grade Halloween costume.
Wife of Jack White, though I don't know if they married still.
Not anymore.
And drummer for the rock band The White Stripes. Have you ever heard them?
No.
I was here for Halloween.
Did you ever see the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to bring it home for you.
Thank you. No, sorry.
So I don't think you would know any of their songs.
Though. No.
The White Stripes. Okay, that's today in history. All right, have a follow-up trivia game if you guys are ready, since the holidays are here.
Okay.
I've picked out, this is going to be one of the most difficult trivia games you're ever going to know, but I think you guys might do okay. I've picked 12 of the most popular Christmas movies or TV specials. I'm going to ask you questions about each. Okay. Some will have multiple questions. Are you ready? There's 20 questions in all.
You said 12? Oh, there's 20 questions. Okay.
Yes, 12 movies. Some have multiple questions,
okay.
Jennifer.
Do you know if Kiko's listening? Because the thing I have, I'll save till he's listening.
I have no idea.
Okay. Kiko, if you're listening, let Jim know, please.
Hey, Kiko.
Thank you.
He'll text me right now if he is. Okay. Let's start with Frosty the Snowman. Have we seen that movie?
Yes.
TV special.
It's not one of our favorites, so we'll
see. So just skip it? I'll give you zeros for that? Okay,
zero.
Okay, we'll start off easy for you. What does Frosty say when he comes to life?
Do you want me to answer or you want Kara to answer?
Either one, and then the other one can agree or disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
Happy birthday.
You agree? Okay, happy birthday is correct. That's one.
Answer.
The second one from Frosty. What was Professor Hinkle's rabbit's name?
Okay, I'm out.
Professor Hinkle's rabbit's name that ended up helping Frosty and his friends? No idea.
No idea.
Looking for Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
Hocus Pocus. Ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay. So move on to Miracle on 34th Street. Jennifer, are you familiar with that movie?
Seen it once or twice.
Okay. I got two questions from that movie. Now we're going to get hard now.
Are we going to use the original one?
Yes, the original one. You're a big fan of this movie, Jennifer. Who was the vice president under John Quincy Adams?
Oh, Mr. Shelton, they asked Santa Claus that. And he said, and I bet your doctor doesn't know that.
Santa was doing his competency test. Mm-hmm. This was one of the questions.
I don't remember.
Kara? Looking for Daniel D. Tompkins.
I remember that. I can.
Yeah. Second question from Miracle on 34th Street. What does the DA's son want for Christmas?
Oh, and I'll be really good, and I won't a helmet, a professional helmet, and I'll be really a professional football, and I won't throw it in the house.
A professional football helmet. Very good,
I
Jennifer.
I'll play football in the house, and I'll be really good.
Nicely done. Okay, let's move on to, let's say, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Name Rudolph's father.
Donner.
Donner is correct.
Yeah. This isn't fair. I watched this.
Very good. Okay, and then the second one. Did you just watch it?
Yeah.
The whole thing? Okay, then
you were supposed to wait for your father. He was waiting for you to watch it.
We watched the beginning the other night.
Then Kara will get this one, too. The second Rudolph question for you is, how does Hermie lure the abominable snowman out of the cave? Any idea?
Why can't I remember?
Remember, he's got the reindeer trapped in the cave, and Hermie lures him out so they can pull his teeth out? How does he do it?
I know, but I don't know.
Kiko texted me, so he is listening.
I don't know.
Oh, and Kara just saw this. He acted like a pig.
The whole way through. Oh, right.
He acted like a pig. And I forget what Yukon Cornelius said. He didn't know a bumble that could resist white meat or something. I forget what he said. Okay, where do we go from here, Jennifer? How about how the Grinch stole Christmas? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the first line of the book in the movie. The first line.
Every who down in Whoville loves Christmas a lot.
Correct. Jennifer, do you agree?
I agree.
And then second from that movie. Oh, yes. I hope you agree, Jennifer. Why did Cindy Lou Who get out of bed?
Oh, I remember.
Go ahead.
For water, right?
Do you concur, Jennifer?
I was going to say she drank too much water, but that's probably correct.
Oh.
She wanted a cup of cold water. Correct. Very good. Let's move on to Elf. We only have one because I know Jennifer is not a fan of this movie. And she actually probably didn't even see the scene because she only watched the first 3 minutes before giving up.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, what department store does Buddy the Elf work in when he comes to New York City? Department store.
Was it Gimbel's?
Gimbel's is correct. Very good. All right, we're going to one of Jennifer's favorites, White Christmas. White Christmas, Jennifer.
Okay.
That holiday classic starring Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Which I've seen twice.
Okay, General Waverly.
Yes.
How many star general was he during World War II?
Three.
It's incorrect. He was a two-star general. And second follow-up one, what is the name of the hit show that Wallace and Davis put on that was on Broadway for 2 years? They brought up to the inn in Vermont. We're looking for Playing Around.
Mm.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it's
told us it's going to be tough, though. You guys are still ahead of the game. Six correct and five wrong. Okay, where would you like to go from here? How about The Little Drummer Boy?
Okay.
I haven't seen that in years.
That's
a famous one.
Yeah.
Okay, hang in there, Jennifer. Okay. You'll remember. Okay, Aaron, the little drummer boy, had three pets. Name the type of animals his three pets were.
I know one was a sheep.
Sheep is correct.
It was a sheep.
They have a donkey?
I don't want to give spoilers.
He had a donkey. That's two.
An ox?
Incorrect. The third one was a camel.
A camel.
Remember the big Joshua the camel?
No, I was going with the song. The ox and lamb kept time.
Oh, good deduction. I like the deduction there.
All right, so we get 2/3 of a point for that.
Okay, you're 6-6.
No.
You're hanging in there.
We're 6 2/3 and 5 1/3.
No, I'm sorry, Jennifer. This is a tough quiz. We'll go to A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Which one?
The Patrick Stewart one.
Just ready? Here's the question. How many Cratchit children are there?
How many
in total
Cratchit children are there?
Seven.
Kara?
I'm trying to think.
Kara just watched this the other night.
I want to say six.
Six is correct. There are six Cratchit children. Very good. Okay, moving on. The Peanuts, just one from this one. And I know Jennifer loves this one. What does Linus say when he catches snowflakes on his tongue? What's his comment when Linus catches snowflakes on his tongue?
I don't know it verbatim, but I know what it is.
Well,
they're not ripe yet.
Incorrect.
Needs salt.
Incorrect.
Really?
Needs sugar.
Sugar. Oh, so close.
So close. Your deductive reasoning is working today, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, boy.
Name the Griswold children.
Russ.
Audrey.
Very good. Rusty and Audrey. 8-7. You're hanging in there. Okay, let's move on to It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, good.
What is Mary Bailey's maiden name?
Oh, I know this.
Mary Bailey's maiden name.
You're going to say
very close to my name. Looking for Hatch.
Hatch.
Hatch. 8-8. This is going to come down to the wire. Okay. Clarence the Angel. What was his profession when he was alive? What was Clarence's profession when he was alive?
I don't know.
I keep wanting to say dentist. I know it's not right. I'm getting Rudolph mixed in there.
It's only mentioned once at the very, very beginning of the movie. He was a clockmaker.
Oh.
It's that clockmaker's turn. Finally, one more. And this is probably the toughest of the three to say. Whose voice is the very first voice you hear when the movie starts? Is the very first voice in It's a Wonderful Life?
Is it Clarence's? No.
No, it's not Clarence.
Is it a heavenly voice?
No.
Okay.
The answer is Mr. Gower.
Oh.
They're all praying. And Mr. Gower's voice is first thing to help George Bailey. They're all praying in the beginning.
Oh, that's so painful. My favorite movie. I got all of them wrong.
All right, so we need these two.
Yes, okay. A Christmas Story.
Blown up.
Kiko said God.
He's texting.
Thank you, Kiko.
Okay, that is a heavenly voice, Kiko, by the way. Okay, this is a tough one, too. I'll give you a point for every one of these that you get. It's a five.
Oh, my goodness.
Five, could be five correct answers to this question.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And a Christmas Story, he wants a Red Ryder BB gun. Name the five adjectives or descriptive adjectives used to describe a Red Ryder BB gun that he uses when he asks for it multiple times in the movie.
Well, all adjectives or like compass in the stock?
Compass in the stock is one.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Hear him saying it and I can't.
He says it multiple times describing
this BB gun. I've seen it
like
once. Years ago, more than 10 years ago, I've only seen
this
it.
This was an old movie,
Jim. This thing that tells time?
This thing that tells time is two.
Oh man, Kiko.
Kiko. You give Kiko a second here. I'm thinking I missed a question here somewhere along the way.
I think so too, because I'm only up to 19.
Yes. I can't find it though,
Something
Jennifer.
With the barrel and this thing that's awesome. Oh man,
the only thing I know is I'll be very careful or something.
But that's because you're at 10-10, so you're right on the the line. Okay, the answer, Kiko's coming up empty. The other answer was it's a carbine action, 200 shot range model, air rifle with a compass in the stock and a thing that tells time.
Got two.
Jennifer, I think you would really like that movie.
I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
But
just the way it goes.
Okay, you guys finished at 50%.
Okay.
Actually, not too bad. That was a very hard one.
It was really hard.
You guys are trivia pros. I really
would you have known those?
Would I have known those? I would have known those, Jennifer. Oh, I might have known. Nah, I probably would have known them all. Sorry to say.
All right. It's just freakish. Well, we know. All right. I have a little known piece of West Point history, although I'm pretty sure Kiko.
Let me just
right,
stop.
You want to do the weather?
Kiko, this is your section of the program coming up, but let me just give you a quick a quick view of the Flemington weather coming up today. They're saying it's 60 degrees outside right now. Is that a fact? Did it feel like it was 60 degrees outside when we came in?
Well, no. Not really.
I don't know. Tonight is the last night of the old moon, Jennifer. It's a waning crescent at 1%, so tomorrow we'll have a new moon.
Can always use a new moon.
Is there something spiritual that happens when that happens?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay, and then my weather isn't coming up, and if I remember, it's going to get up into the mid-60s this weekend.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Topping off at 68 degrees on Sunday. Rain will be coming back in on Monday, the 14th.
Yes.
The temperatures all next week will stay into the 50s before finally getting back into the 40s over a week from now. So happy December, everyone. Our Christmas Eve snowstorm is a long shot at this point.
I would say so.
So enjoy the weather while it lasts. Even because, winter will be here at some point, Jennifer.
Let's hope not.
It's coming. It comes every year at this time. Okay, so welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gano may or not be joining you at 12 noon for his show, Taking Care of Business. Jennifer seems to think he won't be in today.
No, I was listening to in the archives, which I think were for today, and it sounds like he's not coming in.
Okay, Jennifer, what do you got
for us? What do I have?
Library Show.
Hmm?
2-hour library show.
We've done that in the past. It's been Jennifer's ready to ring my neck after 2 hours.
I was listening to the radio the other morning, and I heard about the eggnog riot, or the grog mutiny, that occurred at West Point December 24th into December 25th in 1826.
I'm sure Keegan knows about this, but go ahead.
It was caused by a drunken Christmas Day party in the North Barracks of the Academy. 2 days prior, a large quantity of whiskey was smuggled into the academy. It involved more than one-third of the cadets, and the investigation by academy officials resulted in the implication of 70 cadets and the court-martialing of 20 of them and one enlisted soldier. Jefferson Davis, the future president of the Confederate States president, was a participant, but he was not court-martialed.
Who was?
Jefferson Davis. And
I heard that.
Yeah, I found it it was very interesting. Jefferson Davis was not court-martialed, but William Asquith was. He was suspended for 6 months. His rank was reduced from cadet lieutenant to private. John Stocker was guilty, and he was expelled. Benjamin Humphreys was
supposed to know who these people are.
Expelled. Walter Guinan was expelled. David Farley was expelled. T.M. Lewis was expelled.
Okay, Jennifer, give me a round number.
Are you getting the idea?
And what did they do again? They took eggnog?
They drank a lot of whiskey. They put a lot of whiskey in their eggnog.
Oh, okay. So they didn't throw... Eggnog wasn't used as a weapon.
No, it was just... Sylvanus Thayer was trying to make a point that you do not have drunken debauchery.
Thayer was, I think, a president or something, because the hotel up in West Point is named after Thayer.
Yes, he was the...
These other guys, I have no idea who you're talking about.
He was the superintendent of West Point.
There must have been some other Civil War generals in on that. Davis was.
He was the most noted.
On another side note of the Army-Navy game, the annual...
I have that on my list to ask you about.
Rivalry is tomorrow. It's Saturday. Yes. Are you finished or are you going?
Hugh Mercer was a Confederate Army general. He was guilty and expelled, although he was readmitted. and he graduated in 1828. But he's the only other Confederate Army general who was involved. The Secretary of State of the Republic of Texas.
Let's have an eggnog right at the library.
Alexander Roberts was guilty and expelled.
Alexander Roberts, who is that?
I just told you he was the Secretary of State of the Republic of Texas in 1841.
That's pretty... Alexander Roberts' mother probably doesn't even care that that happened.
Probably not any longer.
So if Jefferson Davis was court-martialed, he was not court-martialed. Maybe
it would have been different.
History might have been different in this country.
Exactly.
But probably not. They would just find somebody
else.
None
of the buildings from the Eggnog Riot remain on the campus this day.
Really?
But in 1840, when new barracks were built, they included short hallways that required cadets to exit the building in order to access another floor. Only one of these buildings is still standing.
Thank you.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of...
I like the beginning of it. It was very interesting.
Then you lost interest. You
then the Secretary of State of Texas came up. I didn't even know Texas had a Secretary of State.
There you go. Okay, let's see what Kiko thinks of it.
So the Army-Navy game this Saturday, Jennifer.
What can you add to it, Kiko?
Kiko said it was a great story.
Thank you.
Of course, sarcasm doesn't come through on cell phones. So the Army-Navy game, Jennifer, I think it's 125 years old, the rivalry.
How about